My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, from time to time, we read a great and a good story that we want to share with everybody. Here is a story I would like to share with you, written by Kent Nerburn, author of several good books. And one of his strengths is his ability to tell good stories. When Kent was 10, his father returned one day from his early morning walk along the beach, wheeling a bicycle by his side. It was the most beautiful bike Kent had ever seen. Bright purple, with handbrakes and a gear shift. His father explained that he had found it down at the beach. Possibly the owner couldn't remember what he had hidden it for safety, or possibly it was stolen during the day by someone and put there to be retrieved some night. In any event, Kent's dad decided to bring it home. He put it in the garage, covered it with an old blanket, and instructed Ken not to ride it because it belongs to someone else. Meanwhile, for the next few weeks, his father advertised in the newspaper for its owner. One day, a man called and described it. Ken's father knew the neighborhood where the man lived and offered to take it over to him. When the man answered the door, he looked right past Ken and his father at the bicycle and the bicycle. Ignoring them, he wheeled the bike inside and began examining it. Without looking up, the man said accusingly, "This bike has a lot of new scratches on it." Then he glanced at Ken's father and said, "I suppose I ought to give you something for your trouble." With that, he literally tossed a wadded up bill toward Ken's father. His father handed it back. As Ken and his dad left the man's house, Ken grabbed at his father's shirt and said, "Why were you so kind to that guy? He was really mean." His father said, "Well, after he thinks about it a while, maybe he'll pass the kindness on someday to someone else." That was his father's standard response to the many kindness he showed people. And Kent concluded saying, "My father never mentioned the episode again." My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'd like to think that this story is a living example of Jesus' final words in today's gospel. "The greatest among you will be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." Jesus could have added, "Whoever follows this difficult teaching will impact the lives of many people and leave this world a better place." This brings us to the important question, what might Jesus be saying to me? To me personally, through his words in today's gospel. My dear brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but for me, the story of Ken's father comes close to answering that question. Had I been in the shoes when the man accused him of putting the new scratches on the bike, I would have probably said, "For your information, sir, I put the bike in my garage covered with a blanket and spent good money to find you." Furthermore, I probably would have repeated the story again and again to illustrate how ugly and ungrateful people can be. In other words, my dear brothers and sisters, I would not have responded in the way why Jesus counsels in today's gospel. But not Ken's father. He responded exactly as Jesus counseled. My dear brothers and sisters, the story of Kent's father inspired me to want to live my own life more in harmony with Jesus' counsel in today's gospel. The story also reminds me of something I tend to forget and need to be reminded of from time to time. That no one needs love more than someone who does not deserve it. No one needs love more than someone who doesn't deserve it. My dear brothers and sisters, if we wait around until they deserve it before we love them, we will wait around the rest of our lives. It is precisely in inviting them, in loving them, that they become lovable. That's why Jesus said, "Love your enemies." Finally, this story reminds me that if I follow the words of Jesus, as Ken's father did, I too will impact people's lives and leave this world a better place. Let me close with an image that sums up what Jesus might be saying to us personally in today's gospel. I still remember in 1950s, in our little village beside a river, we lived without electricity. Some streets were lit by kerosene lamps. And oftentimes, in each village, there was a lamp lighter who went from lamp to lamp, lighting them with a flaming torch. A story was told to me by my grandfather about an old man one night who was sitting in front of the window in his home. And across the river, a lamp lighter was lighting street lamps. And the old man could not see the lamplighter. He could only see the torch and the trail of lights that he left behind him. After a few minutes of watching, this old man said, my grandfather turned to him and said somewhat like this, "That's my idea of a true Christian. You may never have known him. You may never have seen him. But you know that he passed through this world by the trail of light he left behind him. Amen.